I've been working out my losing speech, to be honest, for a while now. But no, I think one of the things we've been doing in one day cricket is probably going a few too many at the death when we've bowled, and it's meant that we've struggled to get the runs, but we've played quite well in chasing and ended up 20 short. It looked like we were going to be 20 short again. So for Ben Scott to play that cameo like he's played was outstanding. And I've just told the boys there, you know, it's, we could take a lot of belief out of something like that, because you know, it wasn't just him. He played a massive role, but Gareth Andrew and Hughesy and even Pards and Pins, you know, scampering the twos. It was quite an exciting close, but I think we've snatched a tie out of the fire there, and well done, Ben Scott. Tremendous little innings.
Yeah, as you say, they probably got 30 too many.
Yeah, I think maybe 20 too many. But I think one of the reasons, I think today we were better with the ball. I thought we started really well. And even though at the death where we got clobbered for some sixes, we weren't far off where we needed to bowl. And I think, credit to us, we were bowling at one of the best one-day players in the world, who was in, he'd got his eye in, and he was climbing into it. And it was very difficult. He hits full tosses for six, and it can be very, very difficult bowling at Morgan. And his innings of 120 off 80 balls, I mean, it was just an outstanding innings really today. And he doesn't deserve to finish on a tied side really. But I think we're getting better at it. And so we still went for a few too many, and we thought it was going to cost us dearly in the chase. But no, credit to Scotty. In many ways, that's as good as a win for us, because we looked out of that game for a long period of it, and he pulled it out of the fire.
Yeah. I mean, you were pretty down after the defeat down at Hove, but there seemed to be a bit of a better spirit among the side today. They seemed to start better.
Yeah, I think we were all quite down at Brighton, but you know, we've got a tie under our belt here when we didn't look like getting one, and that will give us all some confidence and lift the dressing room. And we've got a great set of lads. We just got to make sure this next 4-day game we really, really tough it out and compete hard against Warwickshire, because they're a good side and riding high, and we're going to have to be right on our mettle to try and take them on. And we can do that, but that's what we need to do, which is take them on and go toe-to-toe with a good side and get them beat. We've got a lot of changes this week, which I don't mind telling you now what we're going to do, but that's partly fallout of the Brighton stuff. But we're going to shake up the middle order a little bit. Joe Leach is going to come in. We left Jimmy Cameron out. A couple of bowlers are changing round, in Richard Jones and Jack Chantrey going out, and Chris Russell coming in. And added to that, we'll probably give Brett his debut, should the wicket be anything like. Nick Harrison's in the 12, so we've got you know, hopefully quite a lot of batting, but a bit of variety with the ball as well.
And I think seven of the team today came through the system, so that's what you're going to have to rely on.
Yeah, it is. You know, I mean, we played against a side, I think, down at Sussex with six internationals and one A-team international, and we had two internationals and one A-team international. So, you know, that's probably a reflection of the different qualities, and that's why we have to play as a team. We have to play as with fight and determination, because you know, in many ways, experience-wise and international class-wise anyway, that most sides have got us covered. So we have to find other ways of doing well.